Sarah McMullen is with us now with what she has been viewing. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
We're going to begin with a bit of controversy today.
Yes, we're going to look at a film called Cuties, or Mignon, I think it is in French, directed by a woman called Maimouna Doucouré, and she's a French Senegalese, a black Muslim director. And this film is her first debut, and it went to Sundance and won the directing award in the World Cinema Dramatic Competition, which is a really big deal. And that was when Netflix saw it and thought, right, we want it. So they bought it, managed to outbid everybody else, and announced that they were going to have it screening online in September. Had a beautiful poster, which I think you guys might have put up online. It's a coming-of-age story about a group of girls. Netflix decided in their great wisdom that they would make their own poster. So they took a still from the film, created their own poster, rewrote the synopsis to make it a little more exciting sounding for an American audience, put it up, and all hell broke loose, basically. They were accused of creating a film that was described as pedo bait. The film poster from them got started to circulate on the internet with a new tagline, which was "for the viewing pleasure of pedophiles." And these huge petitions started circulating. I mean, I think at the moment there are still two out there. They've each got over 500,000 signatures. Bearing in mind that when all this happened, there was something like maybe 50 people in the world that had seen the film. No one had seen it yet. And this thing just grew legs and went. And this poor director was hounded off social media. She had to go into hiding. She was getting death threats. Her family were being threatened. She was being called the most terrible names. And it was literally because somebody decided to make a new poster and make it more exciting. I was speaking to the classification office here. They've had 9 complaints about it here in New Zealand. It's been on Netflix for a couple of weeks now. They had a look at it before it went to air because they were aware of what was coming, and spoke to Netflix about it and deemed that it was suitable, that it would be okay if it was with a 16 rating. So here it's has violent sexual references, bullying, and offensive language. I mean, I've watched the film. I really liked it. I actually highly recommend it. The director herself said she made the film as a call to action. Quote, "The film tries to show that our children should have the time to be children, and we as adults should protect their innocence and keep them innocent as long as possible." End of quote. And the whole point of the film is about an 11-year-old girl called Amy, who is French Senegalese, who joins a dance group at her school, an unofficial dance group, I should add, who want to enter and win a competition. And so they start choreographing their own little dance routines, which are based off what they see around them. So it's advertising and it's music videos. They're all 11. They all look like 11-year-olds. They're all little girls. How they're dancing is not normally how you would expect 11-year-olds to dance. It's a lot of twerking. It's a lot of sort of hip-hop dancing that's way older than them. They have no idea really what they're dancing. They're just copying what they're seeing, and that's the whole point of the film, is the sexualization of children. I mean, it's very much a culture clash between her strict Muslim family and where they live, how they live. You've got a subplot going on about her father is coming back from Senegal and bringing a second wife who will be living with them, and how unhappy that's making her mum. She's 11, so she's starting to pick up on that stuff. So there's all this other stuff going on as well about it. It's a coming of age story. I mean, I think it's a really important film. And there is one point in the film where Amy, who is really naive about social media and boys and sex and phones and friends, she takes a photo, and it broke my heart watching this. It really did. And I was talking to somebody who works with young people, young kids and social media and things like that. And he said to me, you know, photos like that, that's not uncommon. And I just went, oh, I mean, I'd recommend parents watch this, not necessarily with their kids, obviously, because it is a 16 rating. But I mean, it's an important film. This stuff is happening. And it strikes me as kind of bizarre that all these people are trying to boycott this film for the reason of exactly what the director is saying. We need to protect our kids. So, I mean, I recommend Cuties. It's very well done.
That's the difference, isn't it, when something is intended to illustrate a particular cause or when it is just indulging a particular situation. This is very much on the illustrating side.
Yeah, there is no indulgence in this. I mean, at times the director does, she almost mimics some of the camera actions you might see in, say, a sort of risque music video, but it's never crass. And the whole point is it's almost a sort of parody, a grotesque parody, because these are like bony little kids. I mean, they're all knees and elbows, and that's the whole point of it. I don't think she exploits them at any point. And I read up on how she was filming. Their parents were there. It was closed sets. Most of the staff were women. Most of the crew were women. And the dance and drama tutors that were there were talking about they got the girls. The way they got them to dance was not using those kind of references. A lot of it was about vocalization as animals, so they were dancing as different animals to try and keep the kids as young and as innocent as possible. Because as the director said, there would be no point making a film saying we need to do this if she was going to harm the kids that were involved in it. So, I mean, I thought that was a really good point that she made, and she worked really hard to do. So, I mean, I think it's worth seeing. You can watch it in French or with English dub if you like, but that's on Netflix at the moment.
I think we've talked about the social dilemma previously in the segment. Happy to get your take on it though, if you want to
Yeah,
add
I
to
mean,
it.
I did hear, I think it was Chris reviewed it last week. I did just want to point out that the classification office had to speak to Netflix about this because during the opening credits, there is actually a very, very brief shot from the Christchurch mosque shooting. Now, when they became aware of this, they went back to Netflix and said, hey, any chance you could take this out? And they were like, no. So they said, well, you need to change the classification. It was rated at a 7+. It's now been changed to a 13+, and they've put a warning on the start of it that specifically references that. But I mean, it's an interesting documentary about social media. If you did want to watch it and you just really weren't interested in seeing that, you can watch the first 4.5 minutes. Then fast forward to 6:30, and then you're fine for the rest of the film. So
So
that
actually
was a
2 minutes
bit
worth
of
of content.
a heads up. Well, it's the opening title that it's in is basically a montage of news clips listing all these terrible things that are happening around the world. So it's like fake news. There are footage of awful things that have appeared on social media and have been shared, and that's where that particular bit crops in. And I just went, well, if you want to avoid that, maybe we can avoid bits of people that have been
There's other
taken
ways they could
hostage.
have illustrated that story, I would have thought, given that it is banned content. But
Yeah,
anyway,
I
there
mean, I
you
think
go.
they were just making the point that there's a lot of awful stuff on social media, and
Yeah.
that was one of it
But
in
that's
there. I
up,
mean, it's an
it's up, it's
interesting
seriously up
documentary,
there. Yeah, it's seriously up
but
there. Hey, let's talk about the school holidays, because everyone's excited, and especially if we can be moving around the country and we can be what, going to cinemas and things. What's
yes,
coming
the
up?
cinemas are open and it's a good chance to go. Kids' movies. I'm so excited for this. I got my tickets today. The Secret Garden. Remember that book? I mean, and the old movie? Well, they've updated it, and the team that did it are the team that did Harry Potter and also Paddington. And this looks amazing. Now, I did kind of sit there and go, oh, that didn't happen in the book when I saw the trailer, but I'm kind of prepared to put that to a side because it just looks incredible. So that's opening in cinemas. Also, Four Kids and It, which is getting really good views reviews. It's kind of a gather. I could be wrong on this, but I think it's kind of a continuation of one of the creatures from Bridge to Terabithia author or something. That's supposed to be very good. I looked at that creature and went, oh, it looks like ET is growing hair. He's very hairy and kind of scary looking to me, but that's getting good reviews. If you wanted to stay home, Mystic on TVNZ is a series based on Stacey Gregg's Pony Club books. I'm not a horsey person, but I found this a really cool series. And of course, there's Mulan, which is on Disney, which if you ignore the whole political controversy, it's okay. I mean, I found it interesting enough. I'm not a princess person, and I'm not big on princess films for little girls. But if you like battle scenes and beautiful scenery, and you like a female character that's not your typical sort of Disney princess, then this is okay. And I quite like the Evil Witch personally. I mean, the costumes in this are fantastic.
Wonderful. Good stuff.
I mean, bearing in mind, it's Disney and it's for China, so it's not going to be too subversive. But,
thank you.
You know, it's not bad viewing.
Thanks so much, Sarah McMullen, with what she has been viewing.